Wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahabihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وعبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مقبول فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, this year 2023 is ending and from Monday the new year, Gregorian New Year 2024 will start. Our Islamic calendar begins with the first of Muharram. There is nothing for the Muslim Ummah to celebrate this new year on Sunday night. It is not Islamic. It is not permissible for us to celebrate, to greet, to say Happy New Year, etc., etc. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us proper deen. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. We should not follow any other culture, any other religion, any other society just to please them. It is haram to say Merry Christmas. It is haram to say Happy New Year. Nothing like that. Instead of that, it is a great ibrah, nasiha for us. And this is not the matter of celebration or enjoyment. Rather, it is the event of crying. We have lost the whole year. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath of the time. Time is so valuable, so precious, priceless. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath, wal asr. I am taking the oath of the time. Allah doesn't have to take an oath, but to show the importance of the time, to emphasize the value of the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath. And then he says, verily, most definitely, certainly, innal insana lafi khusr, that whole of mankind is in the lost. Then he exempted إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. In this category of those people who are lost, there are few special, God-fearing, righteous, steadfast people who brought Iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with the Iman, they do good amal, good actions, and they enjoin each other about the truth and the facts, and they enjoin each other for the patience, for the sabr. If anyone has these four qualities, he is exempted from destruction. He is exempted from the loss. Now it's upon every individual in which group he wants to be. He wants to be with this group which is already lost, misguided, or he wants to be with that group which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided, and they are the successful people. Everybody's choice. But if you want to be in that successful group, then you have to do something. You have to sacrifice. You have to control your lust and desires And you have to follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way shown by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then only there is a hope from the mercy of Almighty Allah that you will be successful through the mercy of Allah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, he was a cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His uncle Hazrat Abbas' son. And from the childhood, he was grown up with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his Mubarak company. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a special dua for Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas to Allah grant him understanding fiqh of deen, understanding of the deen. And that is why he understood the ayat and verses of the Holy Quran more than other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim. To that extent, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, although he was very young, but because of his knowledge, because of his understanding, because of his suhbah in company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has achieved that high level and status among the Sahaba. The Sahaba used to call him Hibrul Ummah. Hibrul Ummah. He is the oceans of the knowledge. He is the most knowledgeable person amongst the Ummah. Then Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is narrating this profound hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ni'matani. There are two bounties. Allah's bounty is countless. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You cannot count. You cannot comprehend the bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowing upon us 24/7. But out of all those bounties, in this particular hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has emphasized on two great bounties of Allah. Ni'matan. Madbunun feehima kathirun minan nas. The most of the people are unmindful and neglectful about these two bounties. They don't know how great these bounties. And because of their negligence, because of their ignorance, they are losing a lot. They are not taking care of these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are those bounties? As-siha wal-faragh. A good health and free time. And as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in another hadith, which each and every one of us is witnessing, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, narrated by Anas ibn Malik, another young, very close sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who served Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years in his childhood and in teenage. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an, he said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la taqum as-sa'ah. The qiyamah, the day of judgment, will not establish, will not come, hatta yataqarabu as-zaman, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, you know, make a narrow and close the time. Meaning, the barakah and blessing of time will taken away. فَتَكُونُ سَنَةُ كَشَّارُ. Look at every word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this hadith has been mentioned 1500 years ago. And today each and every one is feeling and witnessing exactly as our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned and informed us 1500 years ago. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَتَكُونُ سَنَةُ كَشَّارُ. To that extent, it will decrease the time and it will shrink, that like a year, whole year will look like a month. A year has 12 months, but it will pass so swiftly, so quickly, that people will feel it's just 1 month. Yesterday we were talking about 2023, now we are talking 2024. Whole year is gone. So, فَتَكُونُ السَّنَةُ كَشَّهْرُ وَالشَّهْرُ كَالْجُمْعَةُ. And the whole month will shrink into the week, like Friday to Friday. وَتَكُونُ الْجُمْعَةُ كَالْيَوْمُ. And the whole week will shrink like a day. Jum'ah after Jum'ah, Jum'ah after Jum'ah. It's just coming so fast, we're not even realizing it. وَيَكُونُ الْيَوْمُ كَالسَّاعَةُ. And the whole 24 hours of a day it will shrink into like 1 hour, 60 minutes. وَتَكُونُ سَعَتُكَ ضَرْمَةِ بِالنَّارِ and the sa'a, in the minute, in the hour, will be like one portion of the fire. It will be so fast and so quick. And everyone is witnessing. So a wise person is that who utilizes his time wisely and in the right manner. Now I am going to give you some points to make us understand how valuable time is, how precious time is, and how we are unmindfully, neglectfully wasting our valuable treasure. It is said in 1 minute, a computer simulates 60 quadrillion bytes. See every minute how valuable, how precious it is. Just listen to this. The sun produces 83.33 terawatts energy in 1 minute. The earth rotates 1800 kilometers of 940 million around the sun. And this is a waste of time. 70,000 hours of Netflix are watched. Not 1 hour. In a minute, 70,000 hours of Netflix are watched throughout the world. Facebook, biggest dilemma is Facebook. Facebook, which never shut down, even for a second, 24/7 Facebook is on. In every minute, almost 2.46 million posts are being shared. 400 gigabyte data being uploaded to the Facebook service. Nearly 300,000 users are logged in and 450 new accounts are signed up in every minute. Facebook earns almost $25,000 per minute. Facebook has 2.85 billion users, billions in the world. More than 1.4 billion users are active on Facebook every single day. It became addictive to people and especially the youths. They're like glued to the Facebook. It is more harmful than beneficial. About 4 million people ask for information to Mufti Google in a minute. How many? 4 million people in every minute asking, searching on Google. Wrong and right information. They believe so much, whatever Google says, 100% right. Every minute, 580 new websites are created for a business purposes. 270,000 photos are uploaded on Instagram. 350 new accounts are created on Twitter. Now they change the name X. Amazon sell goods worth $75,000 per minute. On WhatsApp, 400,000 photos and videos are shared every single minute. 400,000 photos and videos are shared on WhatsApp in every minute. 69 million messages are sent in a minute. There are 2.78 billion people who have WhatsApp accounts. I'm sure 100% in this gathering, everybody have WhatsApp. WhatsApp is available in 180 countries in 60 different languages. 1.4 million people make video calls on Skype. Every minute, I'm talking about a minute, 1.4 million people make video calls on Skype in every minute. About 300 hours are uploaded on YouTube every minute. It has 2.70 billion monthly users, 2.70 billion monthly users of YouTube. 122 million users are every single day. Facebook can lead to psychological problems. It is a negative personal impacts. It's called Facebook depression. It creates aggressive and self-destructive behaviors. In one report, it found a 70% increase in self-anxiety by social media. People spend so much of time on social media that real life relationships begin to suffer. It ruins the marriages, relationships, and the emotional well-being of many close people. You'll find the whole family members sitting for the dinner, for example, on the dining table. They are sitting together. Father, mother, brother, sister, wife. Everyone has his own phone. They are eating the same table, but they're not talking to each other. Everybody has his own group, and they're chatting, and they're just in left hand eating, in the right hand they're busy with the phone. Similarly, husband and wife is sleeping in the same bedroom, on the same bed, but he is busy with his own group, and she is busy with her own group. They're sleeping together in the same bed. They're not talking to each other. They have no time because they both have their own groups, chatting and facing and sharing them. What is that? So this is the ruining the real relationships. And now youth is so engaged onto the Facebook and social media, they commit suicide because of the false and fake ID. They feel cheated and heartbroken, and they cannot handle and commit suicide. There are so many cases, my brothers and sisters, because our youth, our youngsters, when they go on Facebook, Instagram, etc., and they see the boyfriend, girlfriend, and they start chatting, having relationship, friendship, sharing everything, what I like, what I don't like, this, it's continuous, hours and hours. They're not sleeping at night. Parents think they are sleeping, but under the pillow they are doing all these things. And when they come to that extent, now they want to meet each other in real form. They fix a date and place and time, a restaurant or wherever. When they go over there, and they got shock of the life. Because the ID was very beautiful, handsome boy or girl, but when they go and see it in real form, it's an elderly person. Or it's an ugly person. And then they get shocked. And whatever information he put on his profile, everything was wrong. He was cheating all this time. Enjoying. Then, because they've gone to that extent, they sacrifice everything, they expose their family and all the information, especially the girls. Now they feel embarrassed, they feel shy. What I did, how I'm going to face my parents, how I'm going to face my brothers and sisters. Look at what I was thinking and what is the reality. And then this emotion takes them to that extent, they commit suicide. And this is happening. This is the dilemma of the Facebook and social media. Another problem with the youths is cyber bullying. We don't know with whom we are chatting. What is his real name? Where is he from? All over the world. So cyber bullying is one of the major cause of suicide amongst the youth. Because they take all the information and then they start blaming them. Using all those information against them, and they blackmail them. If you don't do this, I will put it on the YouTube and you will be exposed. I'll put it on WhatsApp, you will be exposed. Their naked photos and what and what. So they blackmail. You gave them chance to blackmail you. Now you are crying with the tears of blood. It's not going to help. It's too late. So these social media problems causing mental health issues in teenagers. Instagram worsen body image issues for 1 in 3 teenage girls, and they experience anxiety and depression. So, value your time because you have a very short life. We don't know what will happen next moment. Time is more precious than money. We know how much money we have in our account. We know how much money we have in our account or in our hands. But we don't know how much time is left, is balanced in our life. No one can say, I have 3 months left in my life, I got 3 years left in my life, or I got 5 minutes left. No one knows how much of time he has in his life account. He knows how much of money he has, but he doesn't know how much of time, how much of minutes he is having in his life account. Money lost or wasted can earn again and even more than what we have lost. There is a possibility. You work hard, you can get more money what you have lost or what you have wasted. There is a chances, right? But time is gone forever. Today is past, is not going to come back again. We waste time on entertainment and fun, which is not important for a successful life. Always use time properly, productively, positively, and profitably. Use your time properly, productively, positively, and profitably. Time and tide wait for none. Time is priceless. Time is free for all, but none can buy or sell the time. Running river goes constantly ahead, but never runs back. No one can control or stop the time. Time is like a sword. If you don't cut it, it will cut you. If you want to know the value of a minute, ask the person who just missed the bus. Or if you want to know the value of a second, how important, how very precious it is, ask the person who just escaped death in a car accident. He just 1 second and he protected his life. So this is the value of the time. Harvey McKay said very beautifully, it is time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. Once you have lost it, you can never get it back. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith that on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, لَا تَزُولُ قَدْمَا عَبْدٍ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُسْأَلُ عَنْ أَرْبَعٍ. That everyone's legs will not be able to move from his place until Allah will ask 4 questions. عَنْ عُمْرِهِ فِي مَا أَفْنَاهُ. That your life, how you spend your life. وَعَنْ جَسَدِهِ فِي مَا أَبْلَاهُ. And about your body, your health, how you spend your health. Committing sins or making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَنْ عِلْمِهِ مَاذَا عَمَلَ بِهِ. How much ilm, knowledge of deen and sharia you acquired, and how much you practice. Everybody knows 5 times salat is compulsory. Everyone knows. He has the ilm, knowledge. How much practicing? That's the big question. And malihi min ayna iktasabahu wa fima afnahu. That how you earn your wealth, the sources of the income, with lawful or unlawful, or you have just, you know, earned the money with unlawful sources. For every penny, he has to answer the question to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last hadith, very famous hadith, we have heard over and over again. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, he was advising to the person, but it is for everyone. قال Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam لرجل وهو يعظه اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. That you must take care of and value 5 things before 5 things happen. شبابك قبل هرمك. Value your youth before it becomes old age. وَسِحَتُكَ قَبْلَ سُقْمُكَ. And your health before you become sick. وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرُكَ. And your wealth because you become poor. وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلَكَ. And this is your time. You have a spare time. Value it, utilize it to make your akhirah before you occupied with something and you don't have time to pray salat. وَحَيَاتُكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ, and your life before the Malakul Maut, an angel of death approaches to you. Allah give us tawfiq to value our time. My brothers, make some resolution, make some schedule that whatever is happened is happened, is past. I have no control over it. But in future, I make firm decision and covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pledge to Almighty Allah, may Allah help me out, that every single minute of my future life, I will utilize it in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will refrain myself, control myself, my emotions from committing sin deliberately, intentionally. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.